Lachman knows Peyton Manning, you know, as good as anyone. What are you dealing with when you go up against a guy like this?
You're dealing with a perfectionist. Peyton's definitely made a mark on this league. I mean, playing with him for the last 4 years, man, it's last 3 years in Denver. He's definitely made his name known since he did before, though. But he's a game changer. He can pick you apart. I mean, so we just got to get pressure on
him. Does it help that you guys have already seen him in week two? And are there certain things that you can take away from that game heading into this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's certain things, but at the same time, Peyton changes things. It's like he changes clothes every week to week, so that I do know. So, I mean, what we got to do is just read our keys, man, and play what we see in front of us. Can't get out there and thinking too much, get unrattled by the hurry-up offense, by anything they do up front. They've been tested a little bit last week with the run game. Actually, saying their run game was doing it so far. I mean, it was kind of BS so far, but they had some injuries, reshuffled the line. So that part we got to take advantage of. When they came out last week, ran the ball real good, so they had some success. So it's a copycat league. They do what they do last week. They're going to probably come out and do the same thing this week and try to establish the run and then pick you apart with the pass. So that's the ammo.
Do you sense more urgency given what's at stake Sunday night?
Most definite, man. This is a game that we can take over the division if we jump in front of them and handle our business on the way out. So, same time, it's definitely a big game for us. The stakes are high. I mean, especially when it's a close race for the division like it is now. So, we just got to come out and handle business.
How are you guys dealing with Eric? Going through?
Right now, we just being there for Eric and trying to be a brother there for him, man, and stay with him and keep him up while you're going through this adverse time, man, and just try to be there for him. You know, it's not too much that we can do, but while he's going through the treatments or whatnot, the tests are trying to find out what's going on with him. So end of the day, we just got to be there for Eric.
What was it like today being back on the field without him probably for the first time?
It's tough. I mean, his presence is definitely felt and known. He was out for a couple games, but when he got back, you can definitely tell he was out there flying around and his presence was felt and what kind of player he is. So, with that being said, we gotta have a next man up syndrome around here, and the next guy will do pretty good, will fill in good. It's just, you know, that's just the game that we play. You can lose, the guys drop out for the season every day, so the next man up.
How does it help getting back to work?
Get that taste out of our mouth from last week. We didn't have a performance that we wanted to. Just came out and kind of flat against Oakland, but this week we got to come out fast and finishing fast, so that's the kind of game we is.
When you guys are at home, and the